Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the DJ V Show, that's usually Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Well, two out of three ain't bad. Dougie will be along later on this hour. In the meantime, I'm Jennifer Horn, that's Victoria Keelan, and we are running the roost today. We like it when this happens. With some real stories that, you know, so we always start with the biggest news right off the top, and one of the biggest stories, well, the biggest story we've been following for the full year now, as Larry King would say, is the pandemic. And over the weekend, the CDC updated their guidance, and it's about time that vaccinated people are free to travel. Because let's be honest, Victoria, that's why so many people are getting vaccinated.
Right.
Because they want to be able to see their family. They want to be able to travel. They want to be able to get back to normal. And we've talked about this here. If you're going to tell people to go get vaccinated and then they still have to sit at home, like in their little bubble, why would anybody want to do that? They're doing it so that they can get back to see their family and travel and do those things more safely than before. And so now the CDC has updated that guidance, saying that fully vaccinated people can travel domestically and internationally without having to show a negative COVID test or quarantining, but they're still recommending that they wear a mask and follow the public health precautions. So that's the news from the CDC. Sometimes they catch up with common sense.
It's so weird because remember at the beginning of last week, they said that you shouldn't travel. Non-essential travel should be avoided.
People flipped.
And 4 days later, travel's okay.
Right.
This is Gavin Newsom running the CDC.
I know. This is why science, we always go follow the science, but science constantly disproves itself.
I don't even
think
science is involved in this. I think this is a messaging issue, not a science one, because the science didn't change in 4 days where it's... You know, from on Monday, even if you're fully vaccinated, you might still pass the virus on to someone who's not vaccinated. And then 4 days later, it's okay to travel with other people who aren't vaccinated. I think that the science has already shown it's pointing in the direction that, yes, if you're fully vaccinated, there's a very slim chance that you're going to actually be a carrier for the virus and then pass it to someone else who's vulnerable. So I think that it's a messaging thing because they don't want people to just pull the mask off and, like, run down the street, you know, like, we're going streaking in the quad.
That's
like,
right.
They just don't want that. You know, they don't want Frank the Tank out there with the, you know,
no.
So I think that's what the problem is. It's the messaging.
And also, I think it's the messaging, and I think they have to keep up with what people's appetite is for this kind of stuff, because over the weekend, at least at LA International Airport, so LAX had its busiest weekend in a full year. They had 56,000 passengers screened at TSA checkpoints, which, think about those numbers, that's really not that high. I mean, we talked about 1 million, 2 million, 3 million passengers that would go on busy weekends, but this past weekend, 56,000 passengers at LAX. Friday was the busiest day of the past year at LAX. So travel's picking up throughout the country. And TSA said that they reported anyway screening more than 1 million people every day for the past 23 days across the country. So I think that's good news. Slowly, as people are feeling more safe to travel, as they are getting vaccinated and probably just getting spring fever, at least people are getting back out there again. So that's good news. Now, you got vaccinated, or at least round one this weekend.
Round one.
So, yeah, what happened?
I got the first jab, as all my family in Ireland say. They're still waiting for their jabs over there. Yeah, so I went to it was difficult to get an appointment. I'm in New Jersey, so we've been, you know, it hasn't been easy to get an appointment. But I got one at one of the mega sites. They have, like, I don't know, six or so now. And so it was a bit of a haul. We had to drive about an hour and 15 minutes down to South Jersey. And when we got there, it was very trippy. So we pull into, it's the Moorestown Mall, and so it, what essentially was, I'm guessing, either a Lord & Taylor or a Macy's. And so we pull up, and there's the line, like, around the, outside the building and around the side of the building. I'm like, oh, no, like, this is going to suck. So I get online, and it's, like, FEMA people are there, and there's U.S. Army people, I'm assuming Army Reserves, and then there's some, it was interesting. There's a lot of things at play. Luckily, the line moved really quickly, though, and I heard one of the FEMA ladies, and everyone working for FEMA, this blows my mind, everyone working for FEMA was in the best mood, like, they were all on, like, happy pills, and they were like, it's a great day to be here in New Jersey in an abandoned mall, and I'm like, what is going on? It was very strange. They were very happy.
Well, so think anyways, about what their normal circumstances are, some natural disaster, you know.
True, yeah, that's better. True. And no one was angry. Everyone was, like, you know, wearing their mask, and everyone was well-behaved, and it was all age groups, and it was, you know, I guess it made their job really easy for the day. So I heard the FEMA lady say that they're vaccinating 6,000 people a day in that one location. So I was kind of impressed with that. And then the line moved really quickly, and then when you're inside, you're, you know, the people getting second shots go to the left, if your first shot, go to the right, and it's a full-on TSA checkpoint situation. Like, I mean, you got out of the car,
so it wasn't just
No, you're in, like, you're standing in line and walking and everything. I wasn't sure if I was going to be in the car or not. I think that the car thing was just for the testing and for actual shots, you know, it's on foot. And so when you get into
ones in California where they go and then they tell you to drive into a parking space and then you wait for 15 minutes and then you can go.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. So the line snaked around and, you know, but it was very, I was very impressed. Like, TSA should watch this operation because FEMA and the U.S. Army together was pretty much a magical pairing. That anyone who had questions, everyone had an answer for you. I mean, it was, the registration was seamless. I mean, it was really, it was meticulously done and it was incredible. Like, honestly, I was so impressed. So, then they have registered nurses doing the shots and you're in this area, and then this other very happy fellow was saying, you know, like, directing people, like the DMV, even, you know, every little station had a number, and then you go and you sit in another area, and then they check on you, and they know exactly how many minutes you've been sitting there, and then they schedule your next appointment, and then you're out the door, and here's your sticker, and you're out the door. The whole thing was about 45 minutes, including the time that I had to sit for 15 minutes after the shot.
Wow.
My first impression seeing everybody out the door, I was like, this is going to be 3 hours. And I was very impressed that it was 45 minutes in and out. So I'm very happy that I got my first shot. And then they book your appointment there. So in 3 weeks, I go on another Saturday, which kind of just worked out well. Because a lot of people say with Pfizer that you get a reaction on the second shot. Because I've talked to a bunch of my friends now who have been vaccinated. And in New York, because New York is, everyone 30 and above is vaccinated now, or eligible in New York. So all of my friends are now kind of, you know, ahead of me. But everyone said Pfizer, the first shot, you don't really feel anything, and I didn't. My arm hurt almost immediately, which kind of freaked me out. And then it went, and then the pain just sort of dissipated after a few hours, and I didn't have any other reactions. So I'm kind of preparing myself for the flu-like stuff that's supposed to happen, with the
second one.
It's probably
going to be a day or two. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I found, more than anything, I found that people who have had it, if they are choosing to get a vaccine after they've had it, the first one is worse than the second one. But for people that haven't had it, the second one is worse because the virus has already been introduced into your body. So now you've got, not necessarily that this is the real virus, but your immune system has been manipulated to think that it is. The second one is gonna, it'll be a couple of days probably, but you're ready to go now. 3 more weeks, you're going to be ready to go. Well,
I'm excited. And my husband Lewis got his first shot last Tuesday. And we drove to the murder capital of the U.S. in Camden, New Jersey. And so that's where he got his first shot. We didn't get shot, luckily, but he did get a shot. So it's been quite a – we have been traveling. We've been traveling great distances for our vaccines. But I'm happy that we both have Pfizer and we're both on the same schedule. So, you know, we'll be fully inoculated. Actually,
not too far
it turns
apart.
Out we'll be fully inoculated by Mother's Day weekend.
That's great. So you can see your mom.
Yeah, well, actually, we drove to see my parents because it's Easter weekend, and, you know, yesterday I had a bunch of stuff to do. So we drove to my parents from the vaccine site, And my parents are both fully inoculated. You know, they've had their two shots plus the waiting period. And I said to my mom, because my mom's been very, very nervous about all of this. And my parents have been in isolation for a full year. My mom's been like the bubble lady. And so we actually were allowed in the house with masks on, but we got to hug. So it was a monumental weekend. She finally felt comfortable. Yeah.
It's a good Easter after all, right?
And your mom is home now, so you must have had a nice Easter.
I did. It was really nice. It was nice to just have my family back together again. It was really, really nice. Very low key, but still really good. All right. As we continue, an Easter for a family that wasn't so good. Have you heard about this mom that disappeared? She said, if something happens to me, check my ex-husband. And she vanished. Whoa. We'll give you this story as the DJV show continues at 16 minutes past the hour.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access. Number 3030.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here, Dougie along momentarily. This story is crazy. 3 months after a California mother of three went missing, her family and her lawyer are now revealing some new details about her troubled marriage. Maya Millette is 39. She's last seen on January 7th, the same day, Victoria, that she made an appointment with a divorce attorney the following week. Her brother-in-law said that the marriage troubles between her and her husband, Larry Millette, began long before that, though, claiming Larry constantly reached out to Maya's family to try to get their help in fixing their relationship throughout last year. He was more of the aggressor, according to the brother-in-law. He recalled one nearly hour-long phone call late in the summer of 2020 in which Larry sought his advice. The woman said the day she disappeared that if she went missing, check her ex-husband. She's been missing since January the 7th.
Ooh.
Pretty crazy stuff. All right. It is 20 minutes past the hour on the DJB show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Dougie is out. Normally we do what's trending with Jay Kirshner. She's out too, traveling back from an Easter break. So Victoria, you know what? We're kind of trendy chicks. We could do this.
Absolutely.
Yesterday, Sunday night, there was so sad. I feel so out of the loop this year, but the SAG Awards happened and I kind of knew they were coming. I thought that it was trending, but award shows this year have just been so bizarro because we've been locked up for a year. So there were still some big wins for TV. Obviously, a lot of us spent time during the pandemic binging a lot of shows and some big movie wins as well. So take us through, who were the big winners last night at the SAG After Awards?
Well, I think Netflix, basically, Netflix and streaming services, once again, you know, they're so far ahead of all the networks in terms of, you know, the major networks in terms of having this star power and having these award-winning series. And so just, you know, a few things that popped up. Anya Taylor-Joy from The Queen's Gambit, she won Outstanding Performance by Female Actor in a Miniseries or Television Movie. She beat out Nicole Kidman and Kate Blanchett and Kerry Washington, so that was a tough category. Mark Ruffalo won for I Know This Much Is True. He also, you know, another one of those miniseries movie-type things. Jason Bateman won for Ozark, which I think is on Netflix, right? Ozark was originally Netflix.
I think so, yeah.
And then The Crown won a ton, and so we know The Crown was one of the biggest properties that Netflix had initially. Gillian Anderson was a winner there. It won Best Overall Performance. Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis, I don't know if he was wearing a hoodie, but he won.
He keeps winning.
He keeps winning. He won for Best Male Actor in a Comedy Series. Now, he beat out Daniel Levy and Eugene Levy from Schitt's Creek, so he had a really big win that night. And then Catherine O'Hara won for Best Female Actor in a Comedy Series for Schitt's Creek, which I think everyone, you know, would agree that that was definitely appropriate. And so this is it for Schitt's Creek. No more. It won't be eligible for anything else because now it's off the air. It also won Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Comedy Series. The Mandalorian won some stuff for stunts. It was a big night for the streaming services. Now, over in the motion picture, in the films, like, what are movies? But movies actually did happen last year, a few of them. An outstanding performance by a male actor in a leading role went to Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. He's probably going to win the Oscar this year. He's been winning everything.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. Definitely.
This is the most, and it's the, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's the most incredible performance that Chadwick Boseman gives. You can see, now that we know what was going on with him, he's so frail and thin, and it's the last performance that he ever did, and it moves you to tears. It's so good. On the female side, best outstanding performance by a female actor went to Viola Davis, also for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. She's amazing as well in it. So it looks like
we're gonna
see.
This is the first time, by the way, they made history, the two of them, as the first lead black film actors to do so in the same year. So that was.
Well, they both deserve it because it is an incredible performance from both of them. Borat did not win. I know you're disappointed. I know you were rooting for Borat.
I'm always like, why is Borat here? You know it's a tough year when Borat makes its way in. I mean,
right.
I appreciate the method acting. I really do. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about that.
And so outstanding. So one other big one, the outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. Because these are the SAG Awards. So this is all acting awards. This is not really based on critics or anything else. So The Trial of the Chicago 7 won for Best Performance by a Cast. That is also a great movie. That was on, I don't remember which streamer it was on, but we saw that, and that was really, really good. And then some action performance stunt ensemble went to Wonder Woman 1984, which is probably the only award that movie will win, except for the Razzies.
People
or
really panned that one.
It's just...
And in our trending segment, got to give a tip of the hat to UCLA and Gonzaga in what some are saying is the best NCAA basketball game ever. Unfortunately, UCLA lost by a couple points. It was a 93-90 win, one basket away. So congratulations to both teams for giving us great entertainment over the weekend. It's 28 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Here's today's tough automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on our The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Crews are working to prevent a real catastrophic flood situation and are evacuating people out of harm's way due to a leak at a wastewater pond in the Tampa, Florida area. So far, 316 homes have been evacuated and state authorities have closed portions of U.S. Highway 41. Manatee County officials are warning of a collapse at the Piney Point Industrial Site was imminent for the 77-acre wastewater pond. The old phosphorus plant in operation from 1960 to 2001 holds large pools of polluted water. India's Ministry of Health confirmed over 103,000 new COVID-19 infections on Monday. It's the first time India has reported over 100,000 new coronavirus cases in one day. Egypt held a five-mile procession of 22 ancient mummies in Cairo as they were moved from a museum where they had been for over a century to a new National Museum of Egyptian Civilization Saturday night. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Can the United States really afford the president's infrastructure package? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Republican lawmakers say there's too much money in the president's $2.25 trillion proposal for things other than infrastructure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said on Sunday that he'd like to see the plan reduced down to include just the infrastructure projects that have bipartisan support. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves agrees. He tells CNN that while infrastructure is one of the vital functions of government, he believes the Biden plan will raise taxes more than it will build roads.
The problem with this particular plan, though, is although the Biden administration is calling it an infrastructure plan, it looks more like a $2 trillion tax hike plan to me. That's going to lead to significant challenges in our economy. It's going to lead to a slowing GDP, and it's going to lead to Americans losing significant numbers of jobs.
The national debt is now over 200% of the nation's GDP. Shall be infringed, shall not be infringed. The Second Amendment fight continues, as Jeremy Scott reports.
Epic Times reports a coalition of 22 states led by Republican attorneys general have called on the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to rule against California's attempt to ban magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. The legal challenge is led by Arizona and Louisiana's attorneys general. In 2016, California banned so-called high-capacity magazines holding 10 rounds or more. A federal judge later ruled that was unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit's full 11-member panel has agreed to rehear the case.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Usually that means Doug Steffen is here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Well, we've narrowed down a little bit. We are trying to save some money, so today it's a skeleton crew. That's right. It's one of those optional days. Doug, you'll be along momentarily. In all seriousness, Jay Kirshner out today. In the meantime, I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan, and a couple of really crazy stories to tell you about. Maybe on Friday you tuned out. Everybody got away maybe early for the Easter holiday. But if you were around on Friday afternoon, you heard the reports. They started popping up on your cell phone, maybe if you subscribe to news services, that the Capitol, once again, they were in lockdown mode. Well, this time, it wasn't people that were trying to walk into the Capitol. It was a man who police say rammed his car into a security barrier outside of the Capitol on Friday. He got out of the car after running over two U.S. Capitol Police members and got out of the car with a knife and started pushing the knife against these two members of the Capitol Police, and he was shot and killed by Capitol Police on the scene. According to his family, he was a lifelong athlete whose mental health had started to become a concern for family and friends. I had even heard, Victoria, that there was talk that maybe he had some traumatic brain injury. He was a football player. Noah Green was the suspect's name, 25 years old. He was the one that killed one U.S. Capitol Police officer by driving his car into them, injured another, according to law enforcement. Now, they said that he was a quiet guy, he was athletic, he was nonviolent, but they were also concerned about his recent changes in behavior. Police say that he rammed a dark-colored sedan into a security barrier outside of the Capitol, killing an officer, William Billy Evans, who was an 18-year veteran of the U.S. Capitol Police Department. After the crash, police said that he got out of his car with a knife in his hand, ran towards those officers, ignored commands, and that's when officers opened fire and killed him. Now, a couple of things to note. First of all, when it comes to the U.S. Capitol Police, and I didn't realize this, there hasn't been a death of a U.S. Capitol policeman since Brian Sicknick was the most famous, obviously, in January 6th riots. But before that, not one had died in the line of duty since the late 90s when there was a shootout on the U.S. Capitol. So I thought it was just kind of interesting to note that this has been a really tough year so far for the Capitol Police, who are having to deal with a lot maybe that they wouldn't have had to deal with. This is certainly not the first time that you've seen someone try to run their car through the barriers. This person also, regardless of mental illness or not, seemed to be radicalized. He was a follower on social media of Louis Farrakhan. I always think that mental illness is the start, and then
people latch on to something extreme, right. Yeah, exactly.
And so we saw in his social media profile, anyway, that this seemed to be someone who was following the practices of Louis Farrakhan, who's a controversial figure. Many people say he takes it too far, that there's hateful, radicalized Islamic thought. And so in any case, sadly, two people dead, the suspect and more tragically, the U.S. Capitol policeman. According to the Metropolitan Police, Robert Conti said that this didn't appear to be a terrorist attack, but if he's doing it in the name of Islam, how do you decide that? I don't know. I guess we still try to figure that out, whether or not it's domestic terrorism or not, or if it's a mental break, but we'll be finding out more information about what was said, because there were words exchanged. That was at least the initial report, as this guy was holding the knife. So I think
God he didn't have a gun. I mean, this is one of those cases where, okay, so here's a person who may have been radicalized and he has mental illness. Thank God he did not have a gun, because
so
he could have harmed
someone with his car.
I know. And think about that. I mean, if he also got out of the car with a gun and then would have shot multiple people, it would have been so much worse. So that's the only saving grace out of all of this, is that thankfully he didn't have more weapons on him and that they were able to, to take him down. But
this is a pretty definition. I mean, if you look up how people who have been radicalized are trained, they tell you if you can't get a gun, you get a car. If you can't get a car, you get a knife. If you can't get
a knife, you rock. Remember the guy with the U-Haul in Manhattan? Who drove right along, right along on the West Side Highway and just used the rental car from Home Depot, the truck
that
from Home Depot.
That becomes the weapon, yeah.
That was the weapon, yeah.
So pretty sad remembering that fallen Capitol Police officer, Billy Evans, today. All right. Now, Victoria, you have been doing a little sleuthing around something that we probably should have known about before today, but CNN reporting this morning, the satellite images have shown that the Russian military is building up their troops. They've got a nice little base built for themselves in the Arctic. What do we need to know about this? Because this could be a threat for the coast and the country, right?
This is pretty scary. So according to CNN, they have now discovered satellite imaging of a huge, huge military facility in the Arctic, including what weapons experts and Western officials have expressed concern over is a Russian super weapon, the Poseidon 2M39 torpedo. This is, apparently, this torpedo is, it's an unmanned stealth torpedo. It's powered by a nuclear reactor, and it's intended by Russian designers to sneak past coastal defenses like we have here in the U.S. on the sea floor. So the device is intended to deliver a warhead of multiple megatons and it causes radioactive waves that would render swaths of the target coastline uninhabitable for decades. This is so freaky because you and I both live on coasts. I'm on the East Coast, you're on the West Coast. This weapon is no joke. And so in November, Christopher Ford, then the Assistant Secretary of State for International Security, said that this Poseidon torpedo is designed to inundate U.S. coastal cities with radioactive tsunamis. Lovely. So,
why does that sound like just a plot in a movie?
And this is very James Bond. And when you see that this military sort of base camp in the middle of the Arctic, you know, surrounded by snow and water, it is very James Bond looking. But and you know, there's always a villain in James Bond who has some sort of weapon that's going to take over the world. And this is now Putin is he is officially a James Bond villain.
It's, you know, this is, I think, what we really need. I think a lot of people as Americans, I think we get very arrogant that we will never be attacked or that we won't have to deal with this kind of thing because we're America. I think that's where we were, Victoria. You were in New York for 9/11. I think that's where we were, and everybody was shocked that we could be attacked on U.S. soil. And, yes, we have had some other terrorist attacks on U.S. soil since 9/11, but they've been much smaller in size. They've been smaller in scale and scope. The fact that I feel like a lot of people laughed when Trump introduced the Space Force, and I know Biden laughed at it. Biden's like, no, we better keep that Space Force now because this is the new way that people are going to be engaging in war. It is so much easier. If you think, okay, well, America's got a huge military. We've got a lot of men and women, brave men and women who will go out there and fight. Don't mess with America. Well, guess what? You take the men and women out of the equation when you engage in warfare like this. You can engage in warfare with the flip of a switch or a push of a button rather than boots on the ground. And that's what evens the playing field for a lot of our adversaries who maybe don't have the military the size of the United States or let's say even China. You have to be able to have that ability to figure out what people are doing. The fact that people on CNN this morning anyway look like they're surprised that this existed. I mean, this is an epic failing or an epic failure, I think, on behalf of our country if we don't know what's going on and if we aren't ready to combat it.
The good news is there are other graphics that we have known about this because CNN has now obtained some images from 2015 where this base the base had already been under construction. And so, but the difference between 2015 and 2020 or 2020, I guess these must be from the end of 2020, you can see that a lot of construction has happened. So this is a very active base. Obviously, you know, the Pentagon is aware of this. We're not sleeping on it. You know, CNN didn't break the news, you know, with their own satellite. But it is alarming that this is not something that, at least I don't remember seeing this anywhere reported before. So this...
Not since the last James Bond flick.
Right. Exactly. So. I mean, it is concerning. And especially right now with, you know, tensions between the U.S. and Russia and Russia and China, you know, kind
of... Well, and they're in bed together right now.
Seemingly being in bed together. Yeah, it's unnerving, let's put it that way.
It's your worry segment here on Easter Monday's DJV show. We'll talk about Easter Monday and what that means. And got a little Tom Brady news for you as well as the DJV show continues 43 minutes past the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. this is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Welcome back to the DJV Show. 46 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen is out today. Jennifer Horn, that's me. Victoria Keelan, that's her. We're holding down the fort. Jay Kirshner, who usually does our trending stuff, well, she's out today as well. But what is trending? Easter, of course. Victoria, you had a good one. So did I. But today is Easter Monday, which is the Christian holiday after Easter Sunday. Makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. That's the day when Jesus emerged from the tomb after his crucifixion, also known as Bright Monday, Renewal Monday, Wet Monday, and the Dingus Day, which is such a funny word. There are different and interesting traditions surrounding this Monday that come the Monday after Easter Day. Though the Bible does not instruct observance of the holiday, many Christian groups do. So you might hear some people out there wishing you happy Easter Monday. And
is this a church day? Is this another, like, do
you... Not for Catholics, no. I don't know if another denomination goes, but no, usually Easter is the big one. And then, you know, you can always do the Saturday before, which is the world's longest mass, where they baptize and confirm adults who have been... Mm-hmm. And it takes like 14 hours. There's a lot of incense. It's a long mass. All right, Tom Brady in the focus, Victoria. He is proving that he really is the greatest of all time, because he's not just a great football player, but apparently he's winning at the collectibles market. You found this story about his rookie football card. How much did it sell for?
Yep.
And did you buy it?
I did not.
Can I get a Groupon?
Yeah, right. We did a GoFundMe with my group of friends to try to buy this card. So it's his rookie football card, and it sold for $2.25 million. And it was signed by Tom Brady. And it's nuts that anyone would pay this much. Another one of his rookie cards sold for $1.32 million on a marketplace last year. And so, but this new one broke the record. And it says the Lelands is the brokerage firm, the auction house. They said Tom Brady continues to shatter records both on and off the field. So he began his pro career with the New England Patriots. He won 6 Super Bowls with them, and then famously went to Tampa Bay this year and won another Super Bowl very handily. He didn't even break a sweat this year, so he earned his 7th Super Bowl win, and he's not retiring anytime soon. So who knows? There could be an 8th one coming up for him.
Maybe so. I think that's pretty darn incredible, though.
It is.
$2.25 million. You're married to a sports fan. Is he a memorabilia guy? Does he collect a lot of this stuff?
He apparently does. I just found out this weekend because of this story making headlines. He does have a lot of cards that he had collected. He was telling me over the weekend he has he's got a few different rookie cards of various players. And so he's going to go through them all and see what they're worth. Right now, actually, apparently, baseball trading cards are selling right now. They're really hot. It's a hot market for them.
This story makes dad cry. He had all of these great baseball cards that my grandmother threw away from the attic. They'll make him cry today. 50 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour here on this Monday. It's the 5th of April, and Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the items of interest and import. We certainly can't get to all of them, but we have the highlights, and one of them has to do with your personal data, or perhaps, well, we'll see if you fit into this thing that Facebook has just had a problem with, and boy, what a problem. Victoria's got the story right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so let's get at it, Victoria, here. What's happened to this data of all these people?
Oh, so the details of more than 533 million Facebook users has been found available on a website for hackers to purchase. This is, yet again, more Facebook struggles. The information appears to be a few years old, but it's another example of the vast amount of information that Facebook takes from people and other social media sites as well. It's not just Facebook, but it limits, you know, and the limits of how secure this information is. This is really a glaring example of, you know, you have to really be careful when you sign up for social media sites. Everyone's on Facebook. Even, you know, I don't even use Facebook, but they still have my information, you know, and so it's, and I'm part of this data leak. If you've been on Facebook for the last few years, you're part of this leak, because they want your, they have your home address, they've got your email address, they've got your cell phone number. I mean, they have, and then if you've done the two-factor authentication, they have even more information on you. It's just, it makes you kind of wonder, like, what's the point of even being on Facebook? Because your full name, your location, your birth date, and your phone number and email address from 106 countries. This is how big this data breach was. And so Facebook, of course, as we know, back in 2018, they had disabled a feature that allowed users to search for one another using their phone, following revelations from the political firm Cambridge Analytica, remember that they had accessed 87 million Facebook users without their knowledge or consent, because Facebook sold the data to them and didn't tell the users, and they used it for, at the time, it was for the Trump campaign. And so this stuff is for purchase. It doesn't matter who the campaign is, anyone can buy it. Now it's available on all these dark websites. So this is people wonder, like, well, what's the real world trickle down of this? Check how many times you get spammed on your phone. How many phone calls are you getting? How many emails are you getting that are all spam when you never used to? This is that's what happens when they sell your data.
Pretty unbelievable. All right, a couple of different gaming subscription services have dropped some big news. Let's find out what that was last week.
The Geek Out.
A pair of significant announcements in gaming last week. First was the stunning news that MLB The Game, for years an exclusive on PlayStation, would not just be available on Xbox, it would arrive on launch day as part of Game Pass. To explain, to get the new MLB on PlayStation, you gotta shell out at least $70. But over on Xbox, if you're a subscriber to the Game Pass service, you get it at no extra cost. And that's an epic shift for a very popular game that forever was a Sony exclusive. Meanwhile, over at Apple's Arcade, that gaming subscription announced the addition of more than 30 well-known mobile games to the service, including Monument Valley, Cut the Rope, and Threes. We've tweeted more details of this news over at the Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
I guess this is good, depending on your point of view, or maybe ugly as well. Uber is going to pay out over $1 million. Why?
Well, Uber was sued in 2014 for discriminating against blind people using their guide dogs. And so now Uber has to pay $1.1 million to a blind woman who says she missed work, missed her birthday celebration, missed Christmas Eve church, and was literally left in the dark in the rain because Uber drivers refused to let her ride with her service dog. So she wins $324,000, and the rest, $800,000, goes to legal fees. So be an attorney, kids.
Yeah, right, exactly. When your mom says, what do I do when I grow up? Be an attorney.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.